Ezra and Nehemiah, they told everyone, let's go, it's time to go back to Eretz Yisrael, and people didn't listen. We have to get the feeling like we don't belong here anymore. We gotta get out of here. We should answer the call to move to the holy land of Eretz Yisrael.
The Call of Mashiach podcast with Ari Goldway.
You're listening to the third edition of the Call of Mashiach podcast, and here we are back in Yerushalayim, back to the place where we want to be, where we want to return. And we're continuing in this introductory section of the Eim Abanim Smecha. It says like this. Zeh Lashon Rabbeinu HaChassam Sofer. Rav Teich Tal quotes from the Chassam Sofer, who says, Amal Denemar Gabi Gidoin. It says in regards to Gidoin, who was a leader of the Jewish people, he led us in battle, but he wasn't the biggest tzaddik. Leich B'Koich HaChazeh. Go with this strength, Vayishatas Yisrael Mikaf Midian, and use your power, use your ability to save the Jewish people from the hands of Midian. Perush. This means, Dinei Lechus Yisrael Miatsoni Tzorech Arba Tzadikim Midor Iskabrim B'Shlichas HaYeshua. Listen to what the Chassam Sefer says. Generally speaking, you need four righteous individuals. You need four people to save the Jewish people. As we're going to see, in Moshe Rabbeinu's time, it was Moshe, Yoshua, Achor, and Aaron. You need four righteous individuals. Right, so one of the questions that comes up about Eretz Yisrael is, who's in charge here? Who are the people who are in charge of the army, in charge of the government? Yes, we have from representatives in the Knesset. Yes, it's true. There is a very large amount of people who are traditional here. But the people in charge at the top seems to be that these are people who are not appropriate. So listen to what he says, an amazing thing, from the Chassam Sofer, no less. V'nikra b'kra arba harashim. We find generally that you need four tzaddikim to be in charge to save the Jewish people. They're called the arba harashim. It's a pasuk in Zechariah, chapter 2, verse 3. V'onim espalolin arba harashim kivim achazeh. In the Kravitz of Musaf in Parshas HaChodesh. So we refer to these Arba Harashim, these four tzaddikim. Ozeh Amru, Pasuk says in Tehillim, chapter 133, verse 1, Matayvu Manoim Sheves Achim Gam Yachad. How good and how beautiful is it when brothers sit together? Achim, the letters of Achim, Roshei Tevis, if you take the word Achim, which means brothers, so you have the letters Aleph, Ches, Yud, Mem. Aleph is Aaron, Ches is Hur, Yud is Yoshua, Mem is Moshe, like we said before. V'chei mechaldor. That's how it is in every generation. Think about it. We had Mordechai and Esther. We've spoken about this idea of Mashiach teams. You have Dvorah and Barak. You have, like we just said here, Moshe and Aaron. V'nei Rashi Pirish. So Rashi explains, says the Chassam Sofer, Tzlil Lechem Se'arim. The Pasuk says in Shoftim, chapter 7, verse 13, Tzlil Lechem Se'arim. Tzolul Ksiv. If you look at the word Tzlil, in reference to this kind of barley bread, Tzlil means pure. Tzolul Ksiv. But it's written Tzolul instead of Tzlil. Shayador Tzolul Min HaTzadikim. And the reason is, because the generation, Rashi explains, that generation didn't have a lot of righteous individuals. He didn't have three people to help him in that generation. Ordinarily, he needed four tzaddikim, but he wasn't, and even he wasn't such a great person. He didn't have three tzaddikim to help him. Achine Amru Chazal, our sages say, Gemara Ksuvos Daf Ayin Hei on Aleph, Chad Minayu Deben Eretz Yisrael Ketrimin on Shal Bnei Bavel. We find that the Torah, the Gemara says, the Chachamim say, that one Tzaddik or Talmud Chacham from Eretz Yisrael is equal to two from Babylonia. But when one of us, one of the Babylonians, goes to Israel, so we become even greater, and we're equal to two of them. So it comes out that a Tzaddik in Chutz Laretz who moves to Israel, Areyu Shogol Karabot Tzaddikim. They're equal to four tzaddikim, right? Because each of the people in Israel is worth two of Bavel. And if somebody goes from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, he's two of the people of Eretz Yisrael. So that's four. So what's the idea? V'nir li says l'chassam sefer davko lav davke shalom amish. It doesn't have to mean a case where you actually went up. Let's say a person wants to go to Eretz Yisrael, but for whatever reason, he's held back. Not excuses. Like the Chavetz Chaim, the Gra, they tried to move to Eretz Yisrael, something stopped them. When a person wants to do a mitzvah, but they're unable to do so because of some kind of an onus, something out of their control, even though they didn't do it, the Torah considers it as if they had indeed done it. Such an individual, says the Chassam Sefer, if he wanted to move to Eretz Yisrael, he's equal. He's considered that he's gone up to Eretz Yisrael, and he is fitting that, he's fitting to be considered like four people in Eretz Yisrael. We know, says the Chassam Sefer, I never read this before, but this is what it says, that Eretz Yisrael at that time had a din of chutz la'aretz. Gideon is styles a mamish. Gideon was upset. He felt terrible that where he was had lost the kedusha, the holiness. So he was like a tzaddik in chutz la'aretz who wants to move to Eretz Yisrael. And he's considered like four. He had the power of four people in Eretz Yisrael. Yisrael. And therefore, he had the ability to save the Jewish people. So the Chassam Sefer says, that's what it means in the Pasuk when it says, go with this power. What's this power? It's your unique power, which you have because of your desire, your love for Eretz Yisrael, your wish to be there, your wish that the Kedusha return to Eretz Yisrael. That's what Gideon had. And that power is going to enable you, because you're like four people, Gideon, to save the Jewish people. Ad kan l'shanei HaKadosh, it's the end of what the Chassam Sefer says. Ner of Tekhtal says, the Imam Banim Smecha says, V'hine yadua, it's known, to Gideon oya echem in arekim. Gideon was considered one of the empty people. He wasn't such a big tzaddik, he wasn't such a righteous individual. L'hoya b'shum schus, rak mashalim yitzchus al Yisrael. He didn't have great merits. His merit was that he found merits in the Jewish people. Reverba Medrash, like the Medrash says in the Yalkut Shemayni, in Shoiftim. Yechimash in star atzmo ila alois l'Eretz Yisrael, kederer Rabbeinu Chassam Sefer, and the fact that he himself tried to move to Eretz Yisrael, to raise up the Kedusha, the holiness of Eretz Yisrael, like the Chassam Sefer says, v'al yedei zeh levad, nischashi l'tzadik. Okay, so we're talking about a person. Gideon was not the greatest tzaddik, but because he found merit in Am Yisrael, he became a tzaddik. Because he wanted to raise the kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, he became like four tzaddikim. He was considered like four tzaddikim who had the ability to save us, to save Am Yisrael. He tells us an important message. We can't put down anybody in our times. Anyone in our times who's getting up and wants to save Am Yisrael, who wants to protect us, who wants to fight against our enemies, Gaza, in Lebanon, Iran, etc. We have to be careful. We have to be careful. We have to be careful how we think about this. Somebody who is Meiser Nefesh for Am Yisrael, and he tries to go up to Eretz Yisrael, right? This is obviously, Rav Teichtal was talking before, we even had officially a Jewish country here. Like the Chassam Sefer, the great Pesach says, one person could go up to Eretz Yisrael and stand up and become somebody who can save Am Yisrael. Just like it was in those times for our great-great-grandparents through Gideon. The Dai Lemaven. That's enough for us if we want to understand. Hashem Yismach Yisanu Chish Maher B'Dvar Yeshuv Rachvim Amin Ken Yeretzoyin finishes off his idea by saying Hashem should cause us to rejoice quickly in the matter of salvation and compassion. So may it be Hashem's will. Now, again, before we get into the actual Sefer itself, he has so many beautiful, there's tons of introductions here. I'm not going to read everything that he speaks about here. But I'd like to share with you another piece, and we'll continue in the next episode with more of the second Hakdama, the second introduction to the Sefer. And he says like this, Ubamas, the truth is, Tenuazu Dalia Lalois Veloshuv Le'eretz Yisrael. Right, you know, we have an entire movement encouraging, moving, coming to Eretz Yisrael, coming to the land of Israel. Now, we think it's new. We think it's a new idea. Look, Am Yisrael has been in Golus for 2,000 years. What is this new idea to go to Israel? Where does this come from? He says, Lav Chadosho, it's not new. It's not a new idea. He says this is something that people were awakened to and already were doing many years past. But since people were doing well in their gullus, they're doing well in their exile, things seem to be going well for us wherever we were. So sometimes Gedolim got up and spoke and they said things about returning to the land of Israel, but they weren't necessarily listened to. It wasn't necessarily something that people paid attention to. So listen to what he says. Ayin Rashi Kedushin. Look what Rashi says in Kedushin. Daf Samech Tesma Beis, page 69b. Tibime Ezra. The times of Ezra, Eli Sheyashu B'Shal B'Goyle Le'holchu Imai. Those who were sitting quietly with serenity, they didn't go back with him. Can you imagine Ezra and Nehemiah, two great Gedolim, Nevi'im, wrote Sifrei Tanakh? They told everyone, let's go, it's time to go back to Eretz Yisrael, and people didn't listen. Only the people who were downtrodden, who were poor, that's who went with him. Look in the Seder Adiris, and he brings from Rabbeinu Asma, Sherab Sefer Maisa Nisan Rabbeinu Eliezer Migar Miza Bal Rekech. The Bal Rekech says as follows, listen carefully. The Ezra Sholach Igros L'chol Ori HaGoyle Shel Yalu Itoy L'Eretz Yisrael. Ezra sent letters to everyone in Golus and said it's time to return to the land of Israel. Uba Mikhtav Kazeh Gam L'Medinas Ashkenaz. And such a letter reached the country of Germany, Li'ir Vormas, Shadaru Shom Yisrael, to the city of Worms, where Jews lived. Veshivu, and their response to Ezra, Ezra Sefer, their response was, Shvu Atem B'Yerushalayim HaGedolah. You live and sit and make your residence in the great Jerusalem. And we will live here in our little Jerusalem. I have to point out over here that, you know, Eretz Yisrael, cities in Eretz Yisrael that are in Tanakh, are called Ir HaKodesh, Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh. Cities in Eretz Yisrael that are mentioned in Tanakh are called Ir HaKodesh. You could have an Ir HaTorah in America. You can't have an Ir HaKodesh in America. It reminds me that language of Ir HaKodesh, which is said about Yerushalayim, to be careful to reserve that language. Don't make the mistake of the Jews of Worms to refer to any city in the land of America or outside of Israel that's not mentioned in Tanakh. Don't ever refer to it. Don't make the mistake of referring to it as an Ir HaKodesh. It's only Eretz Yisrael, only Yerushalayim is called Ir HaKodesh. Other cities in Tanakh that are in Eretz Yisrael are called Ir HaKodesh. But the people of Worms made this mistake. They called Worms the little Jerusalem. The non-Jews respected them a lot. They were very wealthy. They had a good life. They had peace. They had serenity. And he brings from the Sma, Beres Ashkenaz, that's for this reason, because of this statement of the Jews, of worms, that's why there are terrible decrees that occurred there, in the land of Germany, Bekal, Vermeiza, Yois, Mishrak, Elis, and specifically in Worms, more than other cities, other congregations, Kibichurim, Vais, Rishon, Bovenes, Yashvushon. After the first temple was destroyed, they went and they lived there. Achrei Kleis, Shivim, Shana, Kazo, Lemezer, Shiavoyu, Gamkin, Lashem, Aloy, Alu, Ayin, Sham. And then after 7 years were up, Ezra writes to them, come back to Eretz Yisrael, and they didn't come. We can see from that which has happened to the Jewish people throughout the years, as it was during World War II, so much difficulty and challenges and terrible destruction emanated from Germany. So what's the message of it? Says the Imug Bon Smecha, what's the message of it? It all came because they weren't willing to come up with Ezra. When Ezra called them, it's time to make Aliyah. It's time to come back to the land of Israel. The Golus is over. They didn't come. They didn't listen. Because they felt so comfortable and so peaceful. They were rich. They had Parnasa. It's very hard in Eretz Yisrael to make Parnasa. Who says our children will be successful there? All these kinds of modern day terutzim. But we got to look at this and see that this was the problem. When we make these kinds of excuses, this is the result of that. As we see in the past, we see what the result was. Kedurei Rashi Anah, like Rashi said, that's how it always was. That when they had it good in Gullus, whenever the exile got good, so then it became more likely for Jews not to hear the message, not to see what's really happening, not to open their eyes and see what's going on and say, hey, where do I really belong? I'll read one more little section, which will continue afterwards in the next edition of this podcast. Ach ka es b'yameinu. He says, however, in our times, he's talking again during World War II, the one who is the source of all sources, the one who causes all causes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, God Himself, we got to look around and notice, obviously, again, he's talking about during World War II, but it's happening in Europe, it's happening in America. We got to say, hey, what's the message of the fact that they're trying to force our education systems to be a certain way, against our values? What does it mean that wherever on the campuses Jews go, they're persecuted, anti-Semitism? What's the point of it? Why? What is the message of it? We have to get the feeling like we don't belong here anymore. I've heard from our Rosh Yeshiva, Rabbi Perez of Chanan Lebracha, used to say, yeah, specifically, I'm thinking of right after there was a Hanukkah right before Corona, where there was a terrible story with a Hanukkah party with a chassid who was killed by a crazy anti-Semite. He said, "We got to get out of here." Rabbi Wallerstein, I have a video of him saying, "We got to get out of here." Shekol echad mi Yisrael hayom usher mutzlachim hayoyochal oshelar tzeinu akedosha. It's supposed to awaken us to say, you know, I got to get out of here. I got to go back to Eretz Yisrael. That's where I'm going to really succeed. And in such a time, and I'm adding, not just in a time where it's difficult, but whenever it is, we should answer the call. Says Deim Abun Samicha, we should answer the call with love to come, to move to Arzeinu HaKadosha, to the holy land of Eretz Yisrael. Thanks for listening. See you again next time.